We continue our reading of the book of Hebrews by coming to chapter 11. We're going to read the first 16 verses of Hebrews 11. You'll find it using the Pew Bible on page number 1283. It's a very famous and beloved chapter, the Hall of the Heroes of the Faith from the Old Testament. And what this chapter does, you remember, the writer of Hebrews wants his readers not to give in to the pressure to renounce Jesus, to go back to Judaism. The thing they must do is they must continue in faith, and he's going to give them examples from the Old Testament, and he works chronologically. He starts with the creation. By the way, there's some very interesting inspired interpretations here of Old Testament events. Creation, we're told here, if we didn't get it in Genesis 1, creation ex nihilo, was not made out of things that are visible. And then we're going to start working through the heroes of the Old Testament. We have Abel and Enoch, and then we're going to have Noah, and then a long section on Abraham. In fact, we're going to stop partway through Abraham. All examples to encourage us about the value of faith and how it works. Now, we are living in a time when I think a helpful corrective in terms of understanding the Old Testament has been brought. For many of you, maybe in childhood churches or other places, you've seen where the Old Testament was taught only as moral object lessons. And I think there's been a healthy emphasis these days. I hope you see it here. On Christ in the Old Testament, that the Gospels in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis is the Gospel of Genesis, and Christ is there, and we'll see it again in our sermon today. It's far from disconnected from Christ, but that realization has led to an imbalance. There are others who say, well, therefore, there's no value of the Old Testament as an example. It's all gospel, and don't use it as a moral example or otherwise. Well, the problem is you have chapters like Hebrews 11, and you have Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, where he says, these things happen as an example for you. So Hebrews 11 balances out in a positive way. Yes, it's all gospel in the Old Testament, but those examples are pretty useful, particularly when they stimulate us in the exercise of faith. Well, with that being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.